Good evening. Glad to see everyone here tonight. Greet each one in the name of Jesus. And, we'll start our evening with three songs led by Brian Overholt.
Good evening, everyone. Take your Christian hymnal, number 230.
Come now. Mercy never ceasing.
Stand and sing this, and on the second verse, men are such people of passion, we will sing that verse. And then when it says, let woe and waste the warfare, let's have a good strong baritone or melody as well, helped by the men, and the ladies can help in the high tent. Let there be light, Lord God of hosts. Let there be bliss among the earth. Let God humanity have mercy.
privilege to have Marcus and Barbara, their family, with us from Romania. So we've asked Marcus to lead us in our devotions.
It's a little bit with mixed feelings to be here again. Not too much longer, and we'll have lived in Romania longer than we were here. So I'm not sure which is home. But it feels like home to come back and be here with you again. And I thank you, each one, for your support, for your prayer support, and for many other ways that you have supported us. It means a lot to hear from you when we're over there, and we appreciate those of you who have kept in contact. Thank you for what you've done for us since we're back, and what you're doing. We feel your love, and appreciate it. To those of you who have lived in Romania, I bring greetings from some of the brothers there. Several of them mentioned to bring greetings to, especially to those who lived over there, and to everyone. It doesn't matter where we are. If we're living for the Lord, there's going to be a battle, and that's what we face in Romania too. There's, we think things are maybe going pretty well, and something else will come up, and it seems like there's a constant downward push, or we have to fight to keep on. And I'd like to look a little bit this evening into the scriptures and find some verses to encourage us to keep on fighting for the right, no matter where you're at in life. I want to encourage you to keep on. I know that maybe some of you feel insignificant and may don't think that you're doing much. Just make that you have a goal, and that you're sure that you're in a place that God wants you, and that you can fight for the right and support someone. Let's look at a few verses in 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'd like to read the first 13 verses. And I would like to have you stand and read these verses. This is a very common practice in our church at home in Romania, and it seems like sometimes that something's missing if we don't do it. So let's read the first 13 verses. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has enlisted him to be a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. You may be seated. This is Paul talking to Timothy, and I just want to, for all of you, to apply these verses to your own lives, and I want to as well, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and to keep your focus on Christ. Make sure that you have a relationship with Christ that is alive and growing. Talks about enduring hardship. If we are a good soldier of Christ, we will have to endure hardship. We should not be surprised that we face hardships, battles, because we are fighting for the kingdom of light, and we are living in a dark world, in the kingdom of darkness here, and there is going to be a battle. Mentions in verse 4 that if we are fighting, if we are a good soldier, we will not be entangled with the affairs of this life. We will be we will be free from these things, and have one focus, and that is serving the Lord, pleasing God, the one who has called us. It says in verse 12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him, but if we deny him, he will also deny us. So that's a challenge that we have a part to do, and we must be faithful. Turning back to 1 Timothy chapter 6, there's a few verses I want to look at. Talks here about loving money in the few of these verses, desiring to be rich. Verse 11. I'd like to read verses 11 through 16. It says, "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and only Pontentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen." We are to flee from these earthly things, the love of money, and there are many ways that we can be entangled with these earthly things. I just want to encourage you to pursue what it says here: righteousness, godliness, faith, and love, patience, and gentleness. You know, the first, Jesus said, the first commandment is to love the Lord with all of our hearts, and the second is likened to it, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And let's keep those things in focus. That will help us straighten many of these other things out. It says here to fight the good fight of faith. And let's not be fighting for the wrong thing, not for our own motives, whatever it might be, but make sure that we're fighting for what God has called us to. Okay, I want to read a few verses in closing in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It talks about God's comfort. And just as an encouragement to us to continue on. Begin in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, and whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. I'll stop reading there. Notice that God comforts us, not only for our own benefit, but that comfort is to comfort others. That is why that God is a comfort for us in our tribulation, so that we can comfort others who are in trouble. And it says that we know that if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. It is all for the glory of God. It's not anything about us, but it is all for Christ and for his kingdom. So don't be discouraged. Be faithful where you are. And we also want to be faithful in what God has called us to do. Let's stand for prayer. I'll ask William Miller to lead us in prayer.
Thank you for that, Brother Marcus. The urge to continue on, sometimes the challenge of faithfulness is not the outstanding things that can be done, but simply the day-to-day living out the calling of Christ. I'd like to sing song number 505 in the church hymnal. It's a song we sing a lot here. Christ's everlasting gospel is ringing out again. Its message of salvation, its peace, goodwill to men. So I'd like to sing this fairly dynamically. Song number 505.
No soul, Christ's everlasting gospel is ringing out again. His message of salvation.
The God of truth has spoken his word.
Second verse, sometimes the sky has darkened and stormy clouds appear. We had the privilege of talking to Marcus and Barbara, at least at the beginning when they were kind of making their decision whether to go or not. And I told them that when you get there, and we landed in Timisoara, you get out on that airport, on the tarmac, you walk in from the plane, and all of a sudden you realize you're here to stay for a while. It's a sensation I don't think you can really describe very well. But here we are. One of the things I remember a lot about Romania is how dark it was during the wintertime. I got so tired of it. The dreariness and whatever. And some things brightened up as they got some streetlights and all that. But I love this verse. Sometimes the sky is darkened and stormy clouds appear. But still, beyond the shadows, the light is bright and clear. So that's just a very powerful concept of the light of God, the light of Christ, regardless of where we are. And in fact, it's brightest wherever we're serving him. But sometimes it can be a little bit shadowy. All right. We're glad for all the children here. And it's your time now. So the children should all come forward and stand up here in the front. And Sister Nancy will lead you in a couple songs.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, children. I love to hear children sing. We do a lot of that at home and with our little family and our children. We sing a lot of children's songs. And also, it was kind of interesting over the time that the chorus was doing a lot of practicing, and we were listening to the practice CD, and Naomi was singing a lot. And even evening when she'd rock Elijah or something, it's amazing how fast he caught on to these songs. And one of his favorites was We Are Not Alone, and he tried very hard to sing that song. And I love to hear him sing it, because, you know, he wasn't totally on tune on everything, but he had a lot of the words right, and a couple of the others that he liked that he would like to sing too. And seemed like of all the children, it seemed like Elijah and Heidi were the two that really enjoyed that time of practice. So singing is a wonderful thing. I love to hear children sing. I'd like to announce that we're going to have a song, and then after that we're going to have an impromptu group of everyone in here that's a father. We want them to come forward, and being Father's Day is next week, and in honor of the fathers, we'd like to have all the fathers come up here and sing a song. And if they're able, yeah, if you're able. we asked Wayne, if Wayne Raymer could lead that, pick a couple songs, maybe two songs to sing. We'll have a song now. When I have to think of fathers, my dad had a lot of songs, and he liked to sing, and but one in particular, I know I've said this before, but I have to think about it so often when I think of fathers. I have to think of our devotions, and we sang the same song every morning, I think for I don't know how many years, and it was Come Thou Almighty King, and he thought that was one of the most fitting songs to start off a worship service a devotional or whatever. And I remember as a younger boy, if I didn't get like early in the morning, if I wasn't downstairs quick enough and I heard that dad's voice, Come Thou Almighty King, I knew I was late and I better get down there for devotions. But we sang that every morning for years. And so I want to sing that now. Steve, could you blow a pitch on that?
Come, O mighty King, help us thy name to see. Help us. I chose Somebody Follows You and Trust and Obey. I didn't realize this was going to be for the fathers, but I think it fits very well. Trust and Obey was one of my a favorite song of my grandpa Bechtel, my mom's father. And almost every time that we would get together and sing, we would sing this song. And I really got kind of tired of it. But, you know, the older I got, that message really spoke to me. Obey my voice. The verse under the title says, obey my voice and I will be your God. And you know, that's the only way that we're going to see God is if we trust and obey his word. And then Somebody Follows You. I like that, this song, especially thinking of what we do, the steps that we take. In verse 2 it says, little you think when you turn from the right, who sees the things you do? But let's make sure that somebody is watching us and probably following our footsteps.
Things you do.
We're all thankful for our parents, for our mothers, and especially as we think about the coming week, for our fathers. So thank you, men, for coming up. I know it felt a little strange seeing you to about half the people. But there was a good feeling there. So hopefully those of you that listened were able to appreciate it along with those who were singing. Okay, I'd like to sing song number 382. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest." Who can tell me, maybe someone besides Dad, who can tell me something special about the composer of this song? Who can tell me something special about the author of the song? Sorry? Well, J.D. Brunk was Horatius Bonar. Horatius Bonar wrote a bunch of songs, and they're often deep in meaning. This is a little bit maybe a lighter one, but it's a bunch of very lovely songs Bonar wrote the words to. But then J.D. Brunk wrote the number of music, and most of his songs appear in the church hymnal, and that's because he put it together. He's probably one of the most well-known hymn writers, music, hymn composers of the Mennonite Church. So anyway, this is one of his songs. I heard the voice of Jesus say. After this song, then, we'll have the volunteer group that we had practicing before church. You can come forward and we'll sing the songs we've got ready. Song number 382.
Thank you.
It's a special group thing with these people, and it was really neat. I didn't know Mom and Dad were going to come until they were here, so I was glad to see that. First song we're going to sing is actually a request, and that is by Will. The song, "He Was There All the Time." He asked me if we could ever sing this song. I thought maybe we could, but it ended up being just a little more difficult than what I expected. But anyway, we're going to try it. It's the concept doesn't matter where we are. We can search for peace, we can search for happiness in a lot of ways, in a lot of places. But until we find the Lord, we really haven't found it. I think we're all convinced of that. But this song is especially stresses the concept of keep waiting. Maybe we've already found the Lord, but maybe there are rooms inside our heart or our life that we've shut, or maybe he's waiting again for something for us. So I'm sure it could be a challenge to think of God waiting on us, Christ waiting on us. He was there. He is there.
Something on a little different line. When Marcus was talking this evening, I was just sitting back there and enjoying the people's moment. Reminded me of a few months ago, I was over at Frank Ipox, and if you've ever talked
absolutely awesome. We just can't quite be like it or won't be.
Really enjoyed those songs. we're gonna have one more song here, or we'll have another song, and then after that, we're gonna give about 10 minutes, or 15 if it goes that long. 10 minutes, give anyone an opportunity that wants to share something, a song, or a testimony, or a song that goes with something that reminds you of your father, or about your father, or something in that line. So after this song, we'll give us about 10 minutes or so for anybody that wants to. They can come up here, or they just want to, you know, start the song from your seat, or say something, stand up and say something. But you're welcome to come up here. We'll give some time, opportunity for that. Our next song is in the Christian hymnal. Song 140, and my mind kind of went to it. This is a kind of a youth song, but the challenges that we had today earlier in the message, and also with what Marcus shared tonight, I had to think a little bit, cling to the Bible. It says, though all else be taken, you know, lose not its promises. Now, how important that is right now. Precious and sure. And it says, souls that are sleeping, its echoes awakening. Drink from the fountain so peaceful, so pure. The second verse starts off, cling to the Bible, this jewel, this treasure. You know, we have a great opportunity right now. That the time we live in right now, the Bible is everywhere. I mean, anywhere from your cell phone to your laptop to the bookshelf. Everywhere. There's so many opportunities for the Bible. And sometimes it's kind of easy just to, you know, don't want to say take it for granted, but sometimes it becomes maybe not as important and as special as it should be. So let's sing this song and remember that how important God's Word is to us.
Thank you.
a couple others of you that have some more. Why don't we sing the first and last verses, if that's okay? And then maybe there'll be one or two more of you, and so speak.
First and last.